still look like Fabio in jeans, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is actualized. This is real. This is proof in the pudding stuff that these old crusty guys driving around in the backwoods of Texas have already, you know, imagined and envisioned. This is just a high-speed camera that plays it out in real life.
Yeah, at some point...
Fabio, by the way?
That's a scouting thing. He's getting that from old baseball. Everyone ever be Fabio in jeans.
Isn't that
it's
Fabio?
Yeah, no, it's not Fabio.
Yeah, but they call him Fabio in the movie. Doesn't he mispronounce Fabio? Because he says Fabio, because that's the joke?
I don't know.
maybe go back and check the tape then.
Speaking of which, I'm still mindful of the interview we did with Ian Happ in our Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern luncheon.
That might have been my favorite one. Although the Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, Brandon Kinsler.
That was really good. Really but when how if we actually when I was asking Happ about Chili Davis, and now thinking knowing what we know and hearing how lukewarm he was, and I said, "Well, what is he? Take us into one of those
that
meetings."
Could
and,
be Ian remember? Too, though. Ian I mean, like, you know how yeah, in his head he can get. Remember, I mean, he said he gets.
Remember, he said like, "Yeah," he says, "Bam." Like, really? Because remember, it sounded like kind of lame. He made it sound really lame. It's like, well, I don't know. He says, "Bam." Was he putting Chili Davis out there as kind of a clown at that point? What, you know,
I would be surprised. I mean, we've talked about this before. Older guys are their own hitting coaches. Young guys have to adapt to what's being taught to them.
Young guys have to learn how to be their own hitting coaches. But I just thought it was the now that we know that the millennials got Chili fired, that
the millennials got Chili fired.
I mean, that's really
buried in their phones.
That's the story, right? The millennials got Chili fired,
and they're not even millennials anymore,
right? But they got him run out of town because they didn't like him or didn't understand his methods and didn't appreciate his methods. If we go back to that interview, the way Happ talked about it was kind of like. It's not like, oh yeah, the guy's, you know, it gives me so much terrific information. Right. It's just every day I'm learning something about hitting.
Wait,
it wasn't
They're not millennials anymore. They're aged out past the millennial gap.
Well, yeah. I mean,
what do we
think about it? Millennials started in the mid for people born in the mid 80s. So
we still do it.
Early to mid 80s.
There's a giant difference between millennials, because if I'm a millennial,
yes,
I can still remember life before the internet.
Like right, but that's we're the early end of it. Like, I want to say I saw it was like 84, something like that. Or we should just conveniently say 83.
Wouldn't it make sense to eschew the general, you know,
yes,
breakup of generation by things that actually happen instead of just age spans? And maybe this is what they've done,
like,
but like...
Like relative to 9/11.
It seems really important to me that I can remember doing things without the internet, whereas the same parts of the same generation can't.
Do you remember not having YouTube? You know, this is the stuff
I very much remember not having YouTube.
Right, talking about this with athletes, about being able to watch it, you know, Jason Tatum and his Kobe Bryant videos.
If you don't know the sound of a 56K modem dialing up while your phone line is shut down and no one can call the house, then you are not the same. It just doesn't seem like you have the same knowledge base.
If you know what Netscape was.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yep.
I'm seeing one here that says people born in... The range of 1980 to 1994 are considered millennials.
80 to 94? So what is, do we have a name for the next generation yet, or are we still...
Generation Z is people born 95 to 2012, and then Gen Alpha is 2013 to 2025.
You're screwed.
This is on Career Planner, so who the hell knows what that is?
That's generation good luck.
Generation, it's going to be wet.
It's going to be hot and awfully wet.
Sauna in here.
Generation swim, right? Generation grow gills. This is the Bernstein and McKnight Show coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to talk football with Mike Florio. We've got opportunities for you to win $1,000. And I'm getting a lot of feedback, by the way, on my idea of just going to a safety base already, because I don't see any downside to doing that. It's cut down on a ton of injuries in high school baseball.
Well, if we're going to talk about safety bags, then we got to talk about cheating in baseball, too, because there are allegations.
Yeah.
Of the cheating at the highest stage by one of the most reputable organizations in baseball.
Yeah, we'll put that out there next on The Score.
Bulls fans, the countdown to tip-off is on.
Portis with a two-handed slam dunk. Bobby Portis.
Game one is tomorrow night at 7 versus the 76ers. Our pregame coverage starts at 6:45. Listen to every Bulls game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Bulls. The countdown to tip-off is presented by Illini Care Health. You deserve quality health care. Remember to choose Illini Care Health today. Visit ChooseIlliniCare.
Do you know how old your water heater is? Most water heaters only last about 10 years, and 70% of all water heaters get replaced in an emergency. That's not exactly convenient. What is convenient is that the Home Depot has the most advanced Rheem water heaters with the latest technology.